Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Go Falcons!
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Pat. Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tailgate Show here with you on a Sunday afternoon. Andy Bunker, Joe Patrick. Stay tuned later today for the Ticketmaster Halftime Show. Brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That'll, of course, be on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network Halftime Show. Falcons Radio Network pregame show starts in about an hour, which means me and Jeff to get back into this Falcons and Cardinals game. And Joe will get you an injury report in just a minute. Keys to a victory coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. And then some sort of final last-minute thoughts, what you think today's game is going to look like. And it's interesting because Mike Johnson, again, who obviously will be on the pregame show, Radio Network pregame show coming up in an hour, popped his head in here, as he always does when we're in studio for these shows. And we always kind of like, what are you feeling for the game? Mm-hmm. And Thursday night, a couple weeks ago, he came in and was like, I don't know, I just got a feeling the Falcons are going to play good and find a way to beat the Bucks. He popped in and was like, I got no vibe. I feel the same way. Like, it was really nice to see them play, especially the way they played in the fourth quarter on Thursday night against the Bucks. And you know, you'll tell us who all is available in just a few minutes, but it's such a strange year where they've played their best against good competition outside of the Seahawks, and they've played their worst against the worst teams they've played. The Cardinals are certainly one of the worst teams that they've played this year. So, I mean, you know, history would tell us that that's what this game's going to look like. I hope it doesn't. I hope they find a way to play like a Bucks level intensity or a Bills level performance, Patriots earlier this year against one of these bad teams. Because if they do, I think they can win a game by a pretty significant margin. But again, history would tell us that that's probably not what's going to happen today.
Yeah, it's a odd one. And the Cardinals started this week, or I don't know if it was this week, but when this line opened, the Cardinals were actually slight favorites, and now the Falcons are 3-point favorites in this game, but that doesn't really matter much for the Falcons because the Falcons are 1-5 this year when favored in games. Which
What's
is
the
crazy.
One when they beat the Saints?
It's a good trivia question. It is.
No, I think they were underdogs to the Saints.
They were. They were 1.5-point dogs. It was the Washington Commanders game. They were 2.5-point favorites.
That was week. Week four. That was week four.
Week four. Okay. Coming off the 30-0 loss.
That's right. That's off that 30-0 loss. They had a nice performance against Washington, bye week, backed it up with a best performance of the year against Buffalo, And since then, everything's been different.
They were 1-point favorites against the 49ers, 7-point favorites against the Dolphins, 4.5-point favorites.
They were favored over the 49ers. Huh?
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. The 49ers had a ton of injuries
that week. Yeah.
Including
right.
their quarterback, obviously. Falcons were also favored at home against the Panthers. That one they lost in overtime. That was brutal. And then mm-hmm. against the Jets, they were also favored and lost that one. So,
all right. Well,
hoping to break that streak today.
Make it 2-5.
Yep. Yep.
Make it two and five. All right. Who's going to be available for the Falcons?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Let's give you this injury report, which is brought to you by Baron Burton's Fireshire, bigger, better, bolder, and now spicier. Visit the WSauce.com. The big question for the Falcons coming into this one, as far as injuries are concerned, is going to be the status of Drake London, who's obviously missed the last four games and hadn't really been able to practice basically at all until this week. Got back on the practice field in a limited capacity. He is questionable heading into this game. Did not practice Friday, was limited Wednesday and Thursday, although there were some national reports saying that he was trending toward playing, but that DMP on Fridays got me scratching my head a little bit. So we'll see if he's able to go. If not, I would imagine there's going to continue to be a heavy dose of Kyle Pitts like we saw against the Bucks on Thursday. Some key outs for the team. Kadarius Hodge has been placed on IR, so we won't see him the rest of the season. Mike Hughes also out of this game, got his ankle rolled up on, I believe it was in that Buccaneers game. So those guys are going to be out. Another questionable one is James Pierce Jr. He was practicing as normal until he missed practice Friday with a foot. So when you just all of a sudden miss practice after being full participant, he's listed as questionable. I would say that's never a good thing. Brandon Dorlus was a DNP Wednesday and Thursday, then got in a limited on Friday, and that was with an illness / shoulder. Mm-hmm. He's listed as questionable. That's obviously a big player for the Falcons as far as the pass rush goes. And whether he's going to play, I think, probably is more determinative of was the missed practices more due to the illness or more due to the shoulder. If it was more about the illness, he'll probably play. If it was more about the shoulder, maybe more questionable. But that's the injury report for the Falcons.
A lot of people are sick, man.
Yeah.
It's going
around.
It's
that time of year.
That time of year, we had to skip church this morning because my daughter had a 102-degree temperature when we woke up. So, yeah, it's going. Hopefully, I'm not next.
Bijan, D. Alford, and Leonard Floyd were all on the injury report with illnesses this week. But those guys should all be ready to play.
One other guy who's not going to be out there is Jamal Agnew. Jamal Agnew cut.
Forgot to mention that. So, yeah, Jamal Agnew was released yesterday by the Falcons.
Odd timing.
Just a huge disappointment. I mean, he was a healthy scratch for the Thursday night game, and this is obviously coming off of a terrible run of
fumble against the Jets and all that.
Yeah, and just in general for the return unit, which, of course, he's a big part of. There's obviously been a lot of coverage of the Falcons' inability to cover kicks. But they actually have the worst average return yards as well in the NFL, which is the whole reason why Jamal Agnew was basically brought in to be on this team with the kickoff kind of being a bigger part of the game this year with the new rules. So he was waived, and then the team signed C.J. Henderson, who was actually drafted ahead of A.J. Terrell in that draft, which is kind of flamed out, but kind of has a great kind of physical profile to him, and the Falcons brought him in training camp. So he's been signed to the active roster, and then a couple practice squad elevations for this game are Khalid Kareem, who's an edge player, and then Chris Blair, wide receiver, who we've seen play a little bit here and there over the last couple of years.
We can get back into the Agnew thing if it's sort of, in your opinion, has anything to do with some of that other, like, receiving core down the depth chart kind of, I don't know, seeming unhappiness that we talked about Thursday night, right? Some of the stuff
kind of
that's gone
by Hodge,
on.
Frankly, in his Instagram posts.
Hodge, and obviously back to Ray McLeod, and Ike Hilliard, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll get back into that in a minute. Hopefully Drake London plays, obviously. He's vitally important to the offense. Just love watching him play. Such a fun player. Missed a ton of time this year and still 800 yards receiving because he's been so dynamic in the games that he played in. I just want to see if they can find a way to have Kyle Pitts be anywhere near as effective as he was Thursday with Drake London also. Because Drake's been that type of effective in games as well. I would love to see a game where both those guys are out there healthy and like you're not going to have two guys go for 150 and three touchdowns. But if they can kind of spread that between the two of them, it just feels like such an untapped potential with those two weapons in the offense. And they seemingly have never had a game where they've both been going.
And I think it's not necessarily random as to why they haven't gotten those guys both going in the same game, because what we heard come in the wake of this not record breaking, but you know, just near record performance by Kyle Pitts, having 10 catches, 150 yards and three touchdowns. I think only the fourth tight end to ever do that in the first, and Shannon Sharp in 96. It was kind of because he was moved up in right. the progression on these passing concepts that allowed him just see more targets and get the ball in his hand more often. Now, I would also say that he has generally been getting more targets. But again, some of these have come in games since Drake London's been missing. So, yeah, I think that's the big question. And that's why, you know, I obviously want to see Drake London out there because he makes the Falcons better right. and, you know, right. for all the obvious reasons. But there's also that kind of that tactical curiosity as to, like, how the team looks, especially when you have to figure the Falcons are going to continue to try to feature Kyle Pitts after, you know, what he came off of, and to try to test to see what he can do. But Drake London's always been that guy that's been the feature guy. So, but also Drake needs some other receiving option to kind of take some of the onus off of him. It felt like
right.
it was kind of one of the reasons why he was so banged up in the first place, is because he
was
getting
16 targets
a
game.
Passing game. Yeah.
Yeah, because every other wide receiver on the roster has had a terrible year.
Exactly.
Which is another reason why you would think that, okay, I understand you have Kyle sort of in the Drake role when Drake's not in there. Well, okay, bring Drake back and have him in another role,
mm-hmm.
or put Drake in that role and have Kyle in another role, mm-hmm. another sort of featured. And again, I know you want him in a lot of the traditional spots where a tight end lines up. Kyle's versatile, man. Mm-hmm. Like, if nothing else, he's shown the ability that he can line up in different places and be effective. You got nothing to lose. Like, it's time to be creative and see how you can get these guys both involved in different spots in the formations.
I have concepts of a theory here.
Okay.
That is kind of, this is tactical, but in my opinion, Kyle Pitts is actually not very good at, like, getting off of press coverage. Like, he's just not good in his release.
Yeah.
And so one of the things they were able to do with him, with Drake being out of the lineup, they were able to get him in motion a lot more. When a player's in motion, it allows them to not be jammed, to be able to get into their routes in a lot easier fashion. And I thought that really helped Kyle, but that's always what they've liked to do with Drake. Drake is the guy that they want to put in motion, and general motion, whoever the motion man is going to be benefited by that motion. And so if both are playing, who are they opting to put in motion? I think that's something to look for in this game.
Definitely. I mean, you also have to think big picture wise. I don't even know if any of these people are going to be making these decisions, but like, if you're going to franchise tag Kyle Pitts to have him back, which is what you would have, or you can sign him to an extension, that's, but I don't know what that would look like.
Yeah.
$16 million for a tight end is a tight end that you expect to be featured, like,
yeah,
a tight end
right.
that you expect to be catching a lot of passes.
Right.
Like, Drake's going to be here.
Yeah.
Like, to me, the only way that you can justify franchise tagging him is if you can show that both those guys can be effective together.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know.
I mean, I have thoughts about this franchise tag. It's something that we'll probably get into it more maybe in the next segment,
okay.
but or later in the show. Because I don't know. I feel like my thoughts on it are, I don't know why you would franchise tag Kyle Pitts unless your move was if the franchise tag is solely to get more back for him in a trade. Like, I don't see what the point is of just kind of bringing him back for 1 year on $16 million and then letting him walk after that.
Yeah,
you know.
I have a theory.
Okay.
I'll tell you on the other side.
Okay.
We'll get back into
Perfect
that
tease.
as well as keys to a Falcons victory today as they take on the Cardinals this afternoon at 4:00. Again, stay tuned for the Ticketmaster halftime show brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. We'll be right back on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Go Falcons!
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick and the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Wade Ford Tailgate Show is brought to you by Baron Burton's Everyday Hot Sauce, your secret weapon off the bench. It's flavor that keeps your taste buds coming back for more, the ultimate playmaker for your game day cravings. Pick up a bottle today at thewsauce.com. Andy Bunker and Smokin' Joe Patrick here with you for a couple of more segments as we get you ready for the Falcons and the Cardinals this afternoon in Arizona. Falcons Radio Network pregame show takes over at 2 o'clock as well. Kickoff right after 4 o'clock. My theory on giving Kyle Pitts a franchise tag sixth season would be kind of front office stubbornness to not admit that maybe you got it wrong with that first draft pick at number 4. Now, that only exists if Terry Fontenot is still the general manager. And I think a new general manager probably moves on from a lot of people that are in that type of situation, contract year situations, or, like, you know, cuttable, like a Kirk Cousins. But who knows? Who knows who's going to be making those decisions?
So can I kind of lay out my theory as to why my not perception.
Your Kyle just,
like,
Pitts.
My view of this has changed.
Kyle
basically.
Pitts' future Falcon theory.
Yeah, because for the longest time, I thought, you know, there's no future for Kyle in Atlanta. I hope he has a good year and everything and earns himself a bunch of money. That was kind of the thinking in for him.
Yeah.
The beginning of this year was like, it's contract year for him. He has every reason to show out and show the league what he's got, which he's done, by the way.
Kinda, right?
Well, like, I mean, just statistically, it, I mean, right. He's like among the top three receivers.
Sure, but we watched it, right?
Yeah,
it hasn't been,
it hasn't been consistent.
Oh my God, look at that guy every single game.
Right,
like, we're
right.
coming off the game where it was like that. And for sure, like, he's top two or three in most tight end categories. He's top five in tight end categories since he came in the league, which is crazy. Like, that to me says the potential is still, like, way higher than what we've seen. Because he's been so inconsistent and still able to put up pretty decent numbers. Like, if he ever taps into it, absolutely, he could go on a tear. The other thing, too, with him is he came in the league really young. He's younger.
Sure.
He's younger than Diego Pavia is right now.
He's younger than Penix.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he's 24 years old, and you know, he came in so young. And maybe that's a team is going to talk themselves into it. And you're saying maybe it'll be the Falcons.
Yeah, it could be the Falcons. I mean, like, the reason I didn't think there was really a future for him here was because of the scheme, the offensive scheme, especially that was brought in by Zach Robinson, where last year we saw this Falcons team running 11 personnel like 90%+ of the time. It was the most in the league. And if you're running that kind of scheme, you need your tight end to be more of a blocking type, because you need to be able to move him around in certain formations and be that kind of leverage blocker for the run game, and then also to kind of give you check down options, et cetera, because you have that third wide receiver who's helping you get out into the route concepts and be a dangerous downfield passing threat. But what we've seen this year is Zach Robinson really change and go a lot more to the 12 personnel. I think probably because you lost Darnell Mooney in training camp and you weren't able to start the season with him, so you had to rework some things. But I think it's also just the general trends in the way that the league had gone. Now, the league was already trending towards more two tight end personnel sets when Zach Robinson came in. It was one of the reasons why him sticking with 11 personnel as much as he did last year was so surprising. But I feel like Kyle Pitts still has a lot of value if you're going to be a 12 personnel team, because it allows you to get another tight end into the game that is able to cover up in some of the ways where, you know, that he struggles more with, like in the blocking side of it and just kind of being that chess piece. And Zach Robinson has given him a lot of credit for improving that aspect of his game. And I think that the way that Zach Robinson, if you were to kind of give him truth serum, would say that he has to improve as a blocker in order to kind of be an 11 personnel, a tight end that's still viable in 11 personnel. But right now, like, for example, in this Buccaneers game where he has this breakout game, he wasn't really being used as a tight end per se. Now, it can confuse defenses, right? As a defensive coordinator, like, are you considering that 12 personnel or 11 personnel?
Well, that's always the fun. When they were running the 13 a couple weeks back, I was like, well, kind of, because he's a tight end.
Right.
But he's not lining up as a tight end at all.
Right.
He's way out there as a receiver.
Right.
Which, fine, whatever. Put him wherever is going to be effective. But, yeah, that's always an interesting distinction with him.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, so if you are moving to 12 personnel, I think that, you know, you can actually justify potentially, you know, doing just a regular given contract extension or basically a new contract. And that might even cost you less than $16 million. Probably would cost you less than $16 million.
Could.
In the front end of that contract. Yeah. Now, it would be more expensive on the back end. And again, maybe you could justify saying, like, okay, well, by the time we get to the back end of that contract, we'll be on a cheaper quarterback deal, with whether that either be, you know, Penix or potentially a new quarterback. Who knows? But you wouldn't obviously have the Kirk financial situation kind of hanging over you by that point. So that's just like the reason I'm thinking about it that way.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I think what happened on Thursday night on national TV in front of all of the other teams was Kyle Pitts and his agent having a very, very good evening.
Like, yeah, 100%.
I think that, and he's got three more games to kind of add to it. If he gets to 1,000 yards and has one more game anywhere near what he just did there, and that's dependent on Cousins too. Like, Cousins played his best game the other night also. Then yeah, they're going to go to the market and talk about inconsistent quarterback play, mm-hmm, and offensive play calling issues. And when he had steady quarterback play, this is what he was able to do. Like, they're going to spin it. Somebody will pay him.
And if the Falcons do want to give him that contract, I say it like the Falcons can just give it to him and he's just going to accept it. But like, no, like, the Falcons are still going to have to outbid every other team in the NFL in order to get that deal done. So it would probably still be pretty costly.
And
it's going to be expensive.
And if I'm a pass catcher who has an opportunity to, I mean, obviously money is going to be the number one factor. If somebody knocks my socks off and wants to make me one of the two or three highest paid tight ends in the NFL, I think Trey McBride's the highest paid, by the way.
Is he?
He got a big contract, maybe not the, but up there. He got a huge contract this last offseason, who the Falcons are facing off against today. Really talented tight end for the Cardinals. Yeah, but if somebody wants to make me one of those guys, I'm going there. But I'm also, if I'm Kyle Pitts, I'm thinking about who's throwing me the ball. Like, in my 5 years in Atlanta, I haven't had consistent quarterback play at all. I mean, rookie year with Matt Ryan, I got 1,000 yards. There was a five-game stretch last year with Kirk Cousins when Kirk Kyle played his best as well. No surprise. And then who knows right now in the final month of the season, but it obviously looked really good the other night. That's a huge key today. Like, you can move the ball both in the air and on the ground against the Cardinals. The Cardinals do not have a good defense.
No.
There's some good guys over there. Like, Buda Baker will pick you off if you make a bad throw. Or, you know, Calais Campbell still in the league somehow.
Good for him.
Yeah, absolutely. They got good individual guys, but the defense is not a good defense. You can run on them and throw on them. They give up almost 30 points a game. Like, you can score on them. If Kirk Cousins looks anything like he did on Thursday night against Tampa, the Falcons should be able to put up a lot of points today.
Yeah, I was thinking the only way that the Cardinals kind of stay in this game and give themselves a chance to win it, which I think is totally plausible that this happens,
course,
by the way,
of course
is if Jacoby Brissett, you know, is able to go off and they're able to kind of get these offensive pieces that they've got going. You've talked about Trey McBride. You know, he could have a monster game. This Falcons team has just historically been really poor against tight ends, and the last time this Falcons team played the Cardinals, Trey McBride got the best of, at that point, it was Richie Grant, you know, so it was a different safety setup that we were looking at here in Atlanta. But, you know, Trey McBride said after that game, he was like, he basically said he was telling the sideline, like, throw it to me, I got this guy. So, yeah, he could have a big game. And, you know, Jacoby Brissett's one of those quarterbacks that can catch fire.
Yeah, solid quarterback. I think he set the record earlier this season for completions in regulation.
Is that right?
He had 47 completions against the Seahawks. They lost 44 to 22 in that game. But yeah, he threw the ball an insane amount. Hang on.
The thing they don't really have is like a run game.
That might not be correct.
They don't really have a run game.
No, they don't have a run game to speak of at all.
You know? So yeah, it's going to have to be through Brissett. And they probably, in that case, they probably need Marvin Harrison to be able to play, who's questionable for them.
Michael Carter, who was one half of the running back duo at North Carolina with the running back who's now in Dallas. Javonte Williams.
Williams.
Yeah,
yep.
They were a nice 1-2 combo at North Carolina. He's been banged up, Michael Carter has. Yeah, I mean, they don't run the ball well. Outside of Trey McBride, they don't have a ton to throw the ball to. I didn't realize this. They started the year 2-0. Cardinals did.
Did they?
The Cardinals were 2-0. And now they're 3-11. So that means they have won one of their previous 12 games.
Yeah, they've lost 11 of their last 12.
Yeah, and they've lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row. And they got blown off the field in the last two. The Rams beat them 45-17, and the Texans beat them 40-20. So this is a team that cannot wait to get to the offseason. So go in there and smoke them.
And for a normal football team, you would say they do go in there and smoke them and make that streak 12-13. But again, we talked about this.
Not
the Falcons are not normal.
Team.
They're 1-5 in games this year in which they're favored on the point spread. And they are this week as well. So does that favor them or not?
It was against the 49ers. Brissett did have that game, though. He was 47-57 against the 49ers in a game that they lost 41-22. That's crazy. That's crazy to score 22 points and throw the ball that much. But that's because that night, their lead running back had 5 carries. So there you go.
in the PFF power rankings of these teams, they basically got them right next to each other. They've got the Falcons 22nd overall, Cardinals 23rd. On defense, Falcons 21st, Cardinals 24th.
Yeah.
Offense, Falcons 21st, Cardinals 23rd. So they're right there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a competitive game, I think.
That's right. That's an important thing to mention. And anytime me and Randy talk about the opponent or any other games in the NFL, we're like, oh, that team's not good. People are always what do you think the Falcons are? I also think the Falcons are not good. Like, you're allowed to say other teams aren't good if you're on the Falcons, you know, flagship. I agree, they're also not good. That's why they're right next to the Cardinals in all of those stats that you just read.
Falcons lost 7 of their last 8 before the Thursday night win.
The Falcons have also gone in the tank since early in the season. And, yeah, probably it'll be a competitive matchup today between two not very good teams. Like, that's right. That's what Falcons have played, not very good teams this year.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, the Jets beat them by 3.
And they're traveling out to the West Coast. You know, they're the Falcons are the ones who have to get on a plane and, you know, play in a different time zone, all that kind of stuff, which is always difficult. And they lost the last time they traveled to the West Coast this year.
Yeah. So, right. It probably will be a pretty good football game.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, it's probably going to be what it is. But I think the Falcons are certainly more talented than the Cardinals are.
That's the thing I think Falcons fans feel and why it would be frustrating if they don't win because, you just look at the position, you look at the players across the board, and it's like, they shouldn't be this bad. Like, this game should not be competitive as it probably will be.
It really is one of the things that makes this year so infuriating. Like, I don't know where the Falcons' schedule ranks as far as best or worst
on
in the
PFF,
league.
On PFF, they've got
28th.
But
it's got to be bad. Yeah, like, they've played some absolutely terrible football teams this year and lost to them I mean they got destroyed by the Dolphins, who at that time had one win. I mean that's what's so infuriating about it is their schedule's been really favorable. The division is as bad as it's been.
I know,
right?
And we thought it was going to be
an improved division.
Yeah, everyone was hyping the Bucks as being like,
this is actually worse than it's been the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And you still eliminated with five games to play. Like that's the thing that makes it the worst.
It's brutal.
Is because if you just could have found a way to not, you know, pee down your leg late against the Colts or the Panthers or the Jets or something like that, then you're right in it with a chance to just sneak the division and whatever. We'll take it. We'll take us at this point. Beggars can't be choosers.
And that's what goes back to like when we were talking early in the show about, you know, the failed objectives for this team this season. To have been out of contention as early as they were this year, yep. When the it was all on the table for you, and has kind of made all these games, you know, for just not really have a lot riding on them as far as obviously the current season is concerned, it just makes it a brutal feeling.
That's why, to me, what happens in these final three games can't weigh too heavy in terms of the decision making.
Agreed.
Like, I understand recency bias is a thing. And getting a team that's eliminated to still go out and compete is definitely admirable. Like, there's something to that. I'm not trying to say that there isn't, but it can't outweigh the other parts.
Totally.
The fact that with this division schedule and the expectation and the 7 years of not making the playoffs leading into it, you don't get to, you can't wash that away with a good December.
Yeah.
Now, again, I hope they win all these games and give us something to be happy about. It's tough. When you add all those things together, it's tough. All right, final segment coming up next here on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Go Falcons.
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick and the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yes, indeed. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to the producer of the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Noelle.
Let's go.
Yeah, she was originally going to go to Arizona for the game, but Falcons are out of the playoffs, so I'm not going to spend all that money for that. I will say for Falcons fans that haven't done the done that trip, it's a good one. Like, Phoenix is a fun weekend. Now, where we would always stay in Phoenix is like Tempe, because that's where Arizona State is, and Tempe. Mm-hmm. Tempe and Glendale are very far away from each other where the stadium is, like almost like opposite ends of the city. And we decided we were going to take a bus, like a city bus from Tempe to the football game, just because, you know, drinking and all that. And I think it was pre-Uber, because that's how long ago this was.
Right.
Don't do that. Don't do that. That was like a 3-hour bus ride.
Oh, no.
It was a very, very long bus ride.
Did you use the bathroom?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. At one point, we got off because we drank all the stuff we had and had to go to the bathroom, went to a 7-Eleven and restocked, and then got the next bus. Yeah, you get to see a different side of Phoenix.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
If you're going there for a Falcons game, you're probably doing something cool like Scottsdale or something like that. That's not what we did. We stayed at the apartments near Arizona State University and took a bus all the way to Glendale. It was fun.
Back in the day, showing my age here, back in the day, this was a division game. This was a division rivalry between the Falcons and Cardinals back when the Falcons were in the NFC West.
Sure.
Along with the 49ers and...
Nothing West about this.
Who else would have been in that
division? Were the Braves in the NL West also?
Yeah, the Braves were too. Yeah.
Outrageous. Outrageous.
What were they thinking?
I don't know.
What was going on back then?
I don't know.
Were they drinking? Like, who was putting together these divisions?
This is like the early edition of now Stanford's in the ACC. You know?
Right. Yeah, yeah,
like,
exactly.
The Falcons being in the NFC West is the same thing as Cal playing in the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Yeah,
you can
yeah.
see the Pacific Ocean from their campus, but they're in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Anyway, Falcons and Cardinals this afternoon, just after 4:00, a 4:05 kick. I would encourage you, as I always do, but especially in some instances, to sync up the radio call to the TV so you can listen to the local call. You can hear Wes and Dave on the local call. Falcons Radio Network pregame show will take over in about 15 minutes, and they'll take you all the way up until kickoff just after 4:00. We'll get to our score predictions in just a few minutes, as Falcons are 3-point favorites over the Cardinals. 1-5 this year in games where they're favored, and they've lost the last 5. The first game of the year they were favored.
Last
was
four, actually.
The last four. Okay, they lost the last 4. Hopefully they can break that streak today. I know we kind of did keys. We've kind of done all the big picture stuff. What are some lingering thoughts on the mind of the Falcons insider Joe Patrick?
If we're talking about like keys to the game and how you lose this game is, you know, basically letting Jacoby Brissett beat you. Mm-hmm. And so you just can't let that happen. Now it's going to be interesting to see who the team plays at cornerback with Mike Hughes out of this one. Against the Bucs, it was Kobe Bryant who came in and got the majority of the snaps, the undrafted free agent.
I hope it's Kobe Bryant again.
I hope it is too.
Yeah.
Because he needs the reps.
That's how he's going to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what happened to him happens to people when they play future Hall of Famers sometimes.
Absolutely.
I mean, Mike Evans is a really good player. You're going to learn.
I actually didn't even think Kobe played like all that bad.
No,
to be honest.
Absolutely.
Like, they were clearly targeting him. Yeah. So he just had a lot more action happening. And sometimes you're going to give up catches. And so for that reason, sometimes it can make it look bad. And even that, you know, there was the one time he basically gets mossed by Mike Evans. But I was encouraged that he's there. He's in position to make the play. It's just Mike Evans goes over his back and makes an incredible catch. And that is just going to happen sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, Mike Evans is a bad matchup for a lot of corners. Just like physicality wise, size wise, Kobe Bryant's not the biggest guy in the world. So obviously he's given up a bit of size in that matchup. But yeah, I mean, he was in position to make a few of those plays. He made a nice tackle in the fourth quarter as well. When the Falcons were making their comeback in that game.
That's important for these corners. They're more definitely needed in run stopping than ever before, probably.
We also just kind of, I don't know. This is the worst part and the best part about some of the access that we get is, like, we were at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Christmas special show that we do every year a couple of weeks ago, and he was one of the rookies that was there, and he's just awesome.
Like, yeah.
Awesome
dude.
Dude.
He loves
great loves energy,
life.
Yeah. Always smiling, like, had great stories about his, because he's from Alabama, I think, so it's easy for his family to come see him play and stuff, and like, this was like a very infectious personality, which should not be how you base your coverage or analysis of players, but it's hard. Like, that's just, it was always difficult with Vic Beasley. Like, Vic Beasley's the nicest guy in the world, best dude in the world. Like, just wanted to use all of the money that he was making for his to give back to his community and for the church that he leads. Like, all right, Yeah. It's hard to be mad at that.
Like, right, right.
I mean, I wish he was getting 15 sacks every year like he did that 1 year. But, you know, from a human standpoint, it's hard to knock that guy who's such a good dude.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, I hope it's him just from a youth perspective. Give him some more reps.
And to kind of go back, I mean, in the injury report, we talked about the fact that they'd signed C.J. Henderson. The team has signed C.J. Henderson to the active roster. And so it will be interesting to see if he also gets some time. But between the two of those guys, I would certainly hope it's Kobe because there's just, I think, a lot more potential there. You don't know what he is as a prospect, you know, that you can still kind of uncover at this point. And if he is really good, then, you know, that could be a very valuable player on a smaller contract.
The bad part about seasons going the way that the Falcons season has is that by this time of year, it's a lot more big picture future stuff and less reacting to the last game and previewing the next one. If the Falcons were 9-5 right now instead of 5-9, I think we would have spent a lot of time this week talking about A.J. Terrell's performance.
Yeah, yeah.
A.J. had a pretty rough second half against the Seahawks.
Yep.
And a pretty tough Thursday night against Tampa.
Yep.
What's going on with him?
I don't know. It's weird because he's generally...
I'm sure no one's asked you that yet, like, because we're not talking about stuff like
exactly,
this.
Exactly.
But he hadn't played well for about six quarters.
Yeah. And I, to be fair to him, I thought that he played really well, or teams just respect him so much that they had not really gone after him much at all to any significant margin prior to that in the season. But yeah, I don't know if that's just, you know, frustration with the way the season has gone, and potentially, you know, you lose a little bit of your edge when you're out there at times.
I will say,
there was one against the Seahawks.
The JSN touchdown looked a little bit like frustration with the way the season's
gone. That's exactly what was coming to my mind as well. So
I was like, did they blow the whistle? Like,
I know.
Is the player, oh God, that was his attempt to tackle him, huh? All right.
It was almost like he gave him more momentum.
Like
going
he
down
pushed
the field.
Him into the end zone. Yeah, I know. I guess he was playing try to strip the ball. I really don't know. Trying to give him benefit
push
of the doubt
him off
here.
His feet, I guess. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but that was rough. And you listen, JSN's a tough, you know, he's a tough guy to guard as well.
And so is Mike Evans.
Yeah, yeah. But you're right. You know, so you want to see a turnaround there from him. What are you looking for today?
I mean, from an individual standpoint, I give Bijan the ball as much as he can.
Yeah.
Like, he's still such a treat to watch on a Sunday in, Sunday out basis. And he is leading the league in all-purpose yards. So, I mean, he's putting up pretty incredible numbers. He's two touchdowns away from double digits, which would be really fun to see him get to. So is Tyler Algier, which is pretty crazy. Like, as limited as his touches have been, they've gotten him the ball in the red zone, and he's done well with it. He scored 8 touchdowns. I would love to see Tyler. I'm sure he has some sort of contract incentive for a double digit or something. I know he's still on a rookie deal, but you know what I mean? Like, there's escalators. I would love to see him get there. And honestly, you know, if Drake London plays, we talked about this earlier, and me and Randy spent a lot of time on this week. I just want to see if Zach Robinson can design an offense and Kirk Cousins can execute one that gets Pitts and London heavily involved in the passing game.
Yep.
You would think that as a play caller and play designer and all that, like, those two guys playing as well as they can would be like a kid in a candy store.
I know.
The different stuff you could do with those guys, you'd think that you would be really excited about that. And it was there on Thursday night with Kyle. Like, they were really creative in the ways that they got the ball in his hands and in space and on the move. And he made a lot of different types of catches in that game. I would love to see that continue and also involve Drake London too.
Yeah. To go back to the kind of tactical thing we were talking about with Pitts and using motion with these players. So the way that Zach Robinson, the Falcons offense, aligns when they're healthy is Drake London is the Z receiver, which is usually a receiver who is off the ball and is therefore able to go in motion. And Darnell Mooney is the X. Now, this is kind of like flip from what you would normally expect. Usually it's like the big DK Metcalf is kind of like the prototype for an X receiver, this like big physical guy. The X receiver is always away from the tight end, usually kind of isolated on their own side of the field. It's usually the best receiver that you have because they get one-on-one matchups against a corner and you can just kind of go to them. And can Kyle Pitts play the X while Drake London is still in the Z? Or do you flip them? Because Arthur Smith played Drake London in an X role his rookie year because I think it's a little easier to just adapt to without having to do all the motions and different formation stuff. So that'll be interesting to see if they could do that, because Kyle Pitts was basically used as a receiver in that game against the Bucs when they were obviously outnumbered there.
Yeah, that was sort of a two-parter there. Like, can Kyle do that? would be fun to see.
Yeah.
Can Drake do
it's
that?
On both of them.
Right. Yeah. If Kyle needs to be in that spot to do that,
mm-hmm.
like he did on Thursday against Tampa, put him there.
Yeah.
Like that, because that was even more productive than any game Drake London's had. Now, Drake's had a 3-touchdown game this year too, but like with 11 catches and 166 yards, I realize that bar is going to be very difficult to meet again. Mm-hmm. But if he's capable of all of the different stuff that he was doing on Thursday night from that spot, maybe you keep him there and ask Drake to go out and play the X.
Yeah,
and he can sort of be your big body on the outside.
It's like with corners where there's always this question when you have like a big wide receiver matchup. It's like, well, can AJ travel? Like,
right.
why don't you just have AJ travel with this guy wherever he goes? Well, because if AJ's traveling, your other corner also has to be able to travel and cover the other side and cover his guy all over the field. And is that cornerback able to do that, or are you going to get exploited? So it's not just about Pitts or London, but it's about both of them in tandem with Zach Robinson and with Kirk Cousins, and to see whether just as a cohesive unit it can all come together in a successful way.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. I also, you know, there's just kind of some intrigue with the way that Cousins played Thursday mm-hmm. night. Now, he does that against Tampa. In the three games against Tampa, it's like over 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns and one interception and all that. And I mean, it's helped by the fact that one of those games he set the franchise record for single game passing with over 500 yards.
Like,
but still, he did. And he's done it against Tampa every single time. Should have let him start week one just so he could tear Tampa up.
Right.
And then
and
then Penix could have started week two.
Yeah.
Just get that win.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can keep that rolling, if he can play anything like he did. Because here's the thing, like, when Kirk was healthy last year, he was playing some pretty good quarterback, right?
Yeah, and even then you could say he was, you know, he's still maybe a little bit hampered by the Achilles.
I think that happened for the first month. There was kind of some up and down inconsistencies.
Sure.
But then there was a month where he played incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was NFC Player of the Week twice. Kirktober. In Kirktober, God, I don't know if I hate that more than some of the other Kirko stuff. That I'm not saying any of that stuff. But all I'm saying is he looks physically really good right now, healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, he's obviously older and slow and stuff, but like, he's as healthy as he can be. And he looks pretty locked in on the offense.
Yeah. Like, and it's like the throws aren't impressive, like in the velocity or anything, but just, I think sometimes that helps the receivers. Like, they're just like, you know,
hey,
not as much heat on them.
They're on time.
A little more catchable. Yeah. Makes it harder on him. He's got to anticipate a little bit better, but let's see if he can repeat it.
All right. Wait For It Tailgate Show has been brought to you by Montlick Injury Attorneys. If you're injured, pick the right attorney. Choose Montlick. Call pound win. We got about 20 seconds. You want to do a score prediction?
Yeah.
29-17 Falcons.
You think Falcons win? I also think the Falcons win this week. I'm going to say, I'm going to go 30-20.
Okay.
30-20.
So pretty similar right in there. Score range. I hope so. I mean,
came to me. I had to, you know, call out to the football gods.
You did it. Great show.
Thanks, Andy.
Talk to you next week. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.